Okay, I'm here with Mario DiMaggio, who is the Planetarium Manager here at Think Tank in Birmingham. Mario, welcome to the Jodcast. Could you start off by telling us a bit about you, about your job, and about the Planetarium, please?
Yes, David. As Planetarium Manager, I'm responsible for the program, the day-to-day running of the shows, as well as any development and production of new shows that we would like to do in the future. I've been at Think Tank for over a year. When I came along, there wasn't anything about astronomy in the displays. So now we have a new gallery about space exploration and, of course, the planetarium, where we emphasize quality astronomy presenter-led shows about the night sky, encouraging people to go outside and look for stars and planets and constellations from their own back gardens. I grew up in South Africa, and South Africa only received television in 1973. And I remember watching television, and there was this distinguished gentleman speaking about the sky tonight, and it was Patrick Moore, of course, and I was captivated. I thought that was really good. But then later in high school, I watched Cosmos by Carl Sagan, and that's when I decided, wow, this is for me, this is what I want to do. Yet, when I reached university, I discovered that my mathematics and my physics wasn't really up to scratch to pursue astrophysics, so I settled with biology, which I also enjoyed. Then I ended up in the museum profession, natural history museums, science centers, and I've worked my way into the planetarium field because, with me, stars are still my first love. And even though I haven't been able to become an astrophysicist, I do enjoy communicating my love and passion for the stars with the public.
What makes the Think Tank Planetarium special?
Well, the Think Tank Planetarium is Britain's first purpose-built digital planetarium. The image on the dome is produced by 6 high-resolution, very bright data projectors. And each projector is run by a PC. There is a PC for sound, and then there is the host PC. So 8 PCs in total power the planetarium. The operating system is called Digistar 3, produced by Evans and Sutherland. I would say at the moment it is the leading operating system, although there are others that are catching up fast. So the competition is good, it's healthy, and it's really amazing what you can do with these systems. The theater itself is a 10-meter diameter dome with 70 seats. I personally think it will turn out to be far too small for a city the size of Birmingham. Only time will tell, but I think in the future there will be pressure for the city to establish a bigger planetarium. Planetariums around the world are changing. In fact, we expect that over the next few years, the name planetarium will be dropped because planetariums are no longer just about stars. Within a dome, we can project content on any subject we wish, entertainment content as well. So it is being suggested that planetariums will be called immersive cinemas or immersive theaters because the cinema screen is all around us, all around the audience. So having Britain's first purpose-built digital planetarium is a real boon for Birmingham. It also happens to be Birmingham's first ever planetarium. The first proposal to build a planetarium in Birmingham was tabled in 1930 or so. And that was very forward-thinking for the city because planetariums were invented in 1923. So less than 10 years after the invention of the planetarium, the city wanted to acquire one. It's taken over 3/4 of a century, but finally it's here, and it's a really exciting, high-quality digital one.
All right, I didn't know that. Okay, so we've got immersive cinema, and this is something that the London Planetarium has decided to do. They've decided to change and become a show for a different kind of star. What do you think about that?
Well, it's interesting what's happened to London. As I said, with digital theatres, it is now possible to project a wide variety of content on the dome. London Planetarium did upgrade to digital a few years back. It's happening all around the world. Planetariums are upgrading from traditional to digital, which means it becomes easier to show content other than astronomy. And what's happened with London, because it's now so easy to put on spectacular showbiz-type content on the Dome, they've dropped astronomy altogether, which is sad, because London now becomes probably the only major city in the world without a planetarium. It is sad, but I think that the void will be filled sooner or later by a proper planetarium being built in London.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the shows that you put on here, please?
Yes, basically there are two types. The emphasis of our program is on presenter-led shows, where you have a presenter talking about the stars as they are seen tonight, encouraging people to go out and look for easy-to-spot naked-eye objects. And those receive the best feedback from audiences, because the audience warms to the presenter and they ask questions that are on their minds. And then we leave them with a free leaflet as a reminder of what they've seen so they can go home and try it for themselves. The other kind of show is a cinema-style automated show that we purchase. And they can be quite spectacular because, as I said, they fill the Dome. The image is moving all around you. You're in the center of the action. And the third type of show that we are still planning is entertainment. Visuals set to music. It's something new that new digital planetariums are attempting. And we want to be in the forefront. We want to try and encourage visitors to come after hours to enjoy entertainment shows in our planetarium as well. We try and keep our shows low on facts and more on inspiration, motivation, getting people to connect with the stars and inspire them and go out and try these things for themselves. And then, of course, if we spark an interest, they will then pick up the facts themselves and join astronomy societies or whatever.
And finally, is it worth coming along to see the shows here?
Oh, yes, I definitely think it's worth coming along. And I know that in time the visitor feedback will prove that. The presenter-led shows are particularly special because very few planetariums today are still delivering, offering these traditional shows about the night sky. And we are very fortunate because we have real astronomers on the staff actually speaking to the audiences, and very few planetariums offer that. I just want to add that one drawback of this digital revolution in planetariums is that it's become so easy just to play back a show, press a button, and buy an off-the-shelf show. The planetariums are neglecting the traditional star shows, and that's one thing we definitely don't want to do here at Think Tank. I think they will always be top of our list.
Mario, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.